You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Protect Pūtiki movement is an issue that the 95BFM news team has been covering for quite some time. The Pūtiki protectors have been occupying Pūtiki Bay or Kennedy Point on Waiheke Island since March 9th, 2021. To protect ancestral moana by stopping the construction of the Kennedy Point Marina. Construction has started on the marina, which the Protect Pūtiki movement says threatens the local environment, including a korora, or little blue penguin colony, and is not wanted by many tangata whenua and locals of the island. Tomorrow, a hīkoi is taking place, going from the Cloud in downtown Auckland to the Auckland High Court. The hīkoi is to support the Pūtiki 32, who were served an injunction banning anyone who opposes the marina from entering the moana and practising kaitiakitanga in the area. This has put a stop to the Pūtiki protectors' full ability to protest peacefully. The first court hearing regarding the injunction is taking place tomorrow, following the hīkoi. This morning, I spoke to Zane Wedding from Manarako Save Our Trees, another activist group who are in support of the Protect Pūtiki movement, about the hīkoi tomorrow, the injunction and how it came about, and how people can get out there to support the hīkoi and the wider Protect Pūtiki movement. Here, Zane is now. So I just was wondering whether you'd be able to start with a brief explanation of the Protect Pūtiki movement. We've been covering this on BFM, but for perhaps anybody that's new or is just tuning in, could you give us a little explanation of what the movement is all about?
Okay, so the Protect Pūtiki movement is standing in opposition of a marina that is being built at Pūtiki Bay or Kennedy Point. And this bay is the home for korora, which are an endangered species of manu, I roto I Aotearoa, so in New Zealand. And it's actually one of the biggest homes for korora within the Waitemata itself. So it's imperative that this marina does not go in where it's intended to go in.
Fantastic. That was a great explanation. Now, let's move on to the hīkoi that is planned tomorrow. What is this all about?
For anyone who doesn't know, there are 32 members of Pūtiki who are having an injunction served against them at the High Court. And tomorrow, we're all going to meet at the Cloud. This is everyone who's listening right now. And we're going to hīkoi to the High Courts as a show of solidarity for the kaitiaki who have been protecting the korora and the bay at Pūtiki for almost a year now. This injunction itself is threatening these people, and it's an attack on our rights as New Zealanders to peacefully protest. So it's so imperative that everybody shows up.
So just to talk a little bit more about what that injunction actually means, because it is a bit of a funny legal term. Basically, from what my understanding is that those members are banned from continuing to protest at Pūtiki Bay. Is that correct?
Yeah, so they've got a barrier that they have to keep away from within the two construction sites that are there at Pūtiki Bay at the moment. So the kaitiaki who have been there, and these are people who are protesting in the moana, in the ocean. They have been trespassed from the ocean, which boggles the mind in New Zealand. They've been trespassed from 20 metres from any of the sites that are happening at Pūtiki Bay, and so they have to keep away. However, they're still doing their jobs as kaitiaki. They're monitoring the birds that are there. They're monitoring the korora. They have pulled multiple korora from the moana that have been malnourished because of this marina going in. So the injunction is to stop them from being on the ocean and hindering the works trying to stop this marina going in at Pūtiki.
And this hīkoi tomorrow is down to the Auckland High Court. Is that where the court hearing regarding the injunction is happening tomorrow?
That's right. So this is a High Court issue. This isn't happening at the District Courts. And that goes to show you at the moment how far these corporations and developers are willing to go to stand against people who are peacefully protesting. I said this earlier, but this is an attack on all peaceful protests in New Zealand. New Zealand was founded on peaceful protests. Places like Parihaka and the Springbok tours, which fundamentally make up a part of the New Zealand culture, and this injunction is an attack on New Zealand culture. Peaceful protest is so important to us as New Zealanders, and allowing this injunction to go through unopposed is a real attack on our ability to be able to peacefully protest and have the things delivered that peaceful protest has delivered for Aotearoa.
So obviously the hearing is going to happen tomorrow, but could you talk a little bit more about what the Protect Pūtiki movement has planned for the year to come? Because obviously the Kennedy Point Marina has not stopped construction. It is continuing to being built. And you talked a little bit about how that is affecting the Korora population there in terms of malnutrition. So if this injunction continues and this ban stays upon these protesters, what is the plan going forward?
Ka whawhai tonu mātou. You know, we will keep fighting. That is the bottom line. When you stand up for what's right, you don't sit down. So we will, and the Pūtiki 32 will continue to follow and obey what the injunction says up until the point that this injunction is overturned. They are still there every single day. They just adhere to the injunction at the moment. However, that injunction is not going to hold up. And so once that happens, it will be back on the water. It will be ensuring that we oppose what is fundamentally wrong. How are we allowing a marina to go in, which isn't for your everyday New Zealander, and we're risking already at-risk manu? It makes no sense. The people who represent Protect Pūtiki, they're heroes, and they're standing up for what most New Zealanders believe in, which is protecting our environment, protecting te taiao, upholding the rights of mana whenua. And unfortunately, this injunction stands against all of that. You better believe these kaitiaki are completely dedicated. This fire is not going out. They will be there in perpetuity if they have to be, because this marina should not be going into this bay.
So if some of our listeners are interested in learning more about this movement and supporting it or perhaps being a part of it, where can they go?
Look, definitely Instagram, definitely Facebook, to the Protect Pūtiki pages. Make sure you stay in touch with that, because it is continuously all eyes on Pūtiki. You can see for yourself through their pages exactly what's going on there, exactly that they're not adhering to the council consent. The noise limitations are being exceeded. The things going into the ocean are totally not what the council consent says. So follow it on Protect Pūtiki, because you can see for yourself what they say they're doing. They're meant to be adhering to all of these council consent restrictions.
And that's the marina construction you're talking about there, isn't it?
100%. You see it daily on the pages, and you can just go back through, see the korora that have been literally killed because of this marina. Now, the people who are standing up for those korora are the people who are at risk of hundreds of thousands of dollars of fines. They live in Waiheke, a lot of them, and they can't even move freely within their own rohe. So this is ridiculous. We really need to be standing up for these people who are standing up for the most meaningful things in Aotearoa, nature.
That was Zane Wedding from Manarako, an ally group of the Protect Pūtiki movement, speaking on the hīkoi taking place tomorrow to support 32 Pūtiki protectors who have had an injunction served against them and will be heard at the High Court in Auckland tomorrow. If you are interested in taking part in the hīkoi, you can head to the Cloud in downtown Auckland to begin the hīkoi up to the Auckland High Court. Head to Facebook and type in Protect Pūtiki Hīkoi to Auckland High Court for more information. Also, if you are looking for those social media pages that Zane mentioned, please search Protect Pūtiki on Facebook and Instagram.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.